And at this moment, history is in the making. The statesmen from Bahrain and Israel signed documents normalizing diplomatic relations between the two countries. We'll have more coverage of this today. And the Islamic State responds by saying that Saudi Arabia should be targeted for supporting normalization between Gulf states and Israel. And people across France rallied Sunday in a show of solidarity after the beheading of a teacher outside his school for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The killing of history teacher Samuel Paty in a Paris suburb Friday has sparked outrage in France and memories of a wave of Islamist violence in 2015 after caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad were published by the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. France's education minister said, "It is absolutely important now to show our mobilization and our solidarity." Paty had been the target of online threats for showing the cartoons, with the father of one schoolgirl launching an online call for mobilization against him. France's anti-terror prosecutor said this. The 18-year-old Chechen suspect in the killing was shot dead by police after the attack. At least 11 people so far have been arrested in connection with the case. And tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Belarus's capital, Minsk, on Sunday, demanding the resignation of veteran President Alexander Lukashenko, even as officials threatened to use firearms against them. The former Soviet republic has been rocked by strikes and weekly street protests since authorities announced that Lukashenko, who has ruled since 1994, had secured re-election on August 9th. Since then, security forces have detained more than 13,000 people, including all major opposition leaders. This is VOA News. Thousands of pro-democracy protesters took to the streets of Bangkok Sunday, defying warnings from authorities who have heightened a crackdown in recent days, including the use of water cannons on protesters. The youth-led movement has seen many of its own arrested this week after demonstrators surrounded a royal motorcade and flashed pro-democracy salutes to Thailand's queen during a Wednesday protest. The government reacted by banning gatherings of more than four people. The protesters want Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha removed. He's a former military chief brought to power in a 2014 coup. They also want a law revoked, which shields the monarchy from criticism. Like pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong who are supporting them, the Thai protesters are savvy on social media, sending alerts through quickly formed groups on apps like Telegram. Pope Francis expressed support on Sunday for 18 fishermen held in Libya, weighing in on a standoff between Italy and the administration of Khalifa Haftar, one of the North African country's two rival leaders. In his weekly blessing from St. Peter's Square, the Pope offered words of encouragement for the fishermen who have been in Libya for more than a month, as well as for their families. Libyan patrol boats detained two Sicilian fishing boats on September 1st and brought the crews to Benghazi, where the military commander Haftar is in charge. The crews made up of Italians and Tunisians were accused of operating in Libya's territorial waters. Fishing grounds have been disputed since 2005, when Libya's then ruler, Muammar Gaddafi, unilaterally extended Libyan territorial waters to 74 nautical miles offshore from just 12 nautical miles. Haftar, who controls eastern Libya, is trying to enforce this. Italian newspapers have reported that Haftar wants Italy to hand over four Libyan nationals convicted of human trafficking in return for freeing the fishermen. Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio told Parliament on Thursday that such an exchange would be unacceptable. 11 soldiers are dead and a frantic search is underway for 11 others after a huge landslide hit central Vietnam on Sunday. The country is battling its worst flooding in years. Heavy rain has pounded the region for more than a week, and at least 64 people have been killed in floods and landslides, according to Vietnam's Disaster Management Authority. And concerns are mounting that waters could rise even further. Rocks rained down on the barracks of a military station in Quang Tri Province, with 22 soldiers believed to have been buried underneath thick mud, an official government website said. 11 bodies have so far been recovered, also says the government. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.